Travel has been a nightmare along the East Coast today. Thick blankets of snow have snarled roads, closed schools and government offices, and delayed thousands of flights. In North Texas, the ice storm from last weekend is still causing trouble. Most highways are clear, but a stubborn storm remnant called cobblestone ice has cropped up. It's causing problems on interstate bridges, overpasses, and off-ramps. Stella Chavez of member station KERA in Dallas reports.
This is what driving over cobblestone ice sounds like. This mix of chunky ice and sand that's frozen and unfrozen and frozen again makes it feel like you're driving over a cobblestone street. But these are deep, frozen ruts, and it's super jarring. Many truckers, like Eduardo Rubacalba, try to avoid it as much as possible.
It's not pretty. There was a coach bus that lost a tire because, I mean, it was getting beat up so bad. All the truckers have, that's what they've been complaining, you know, our equipment has taken a beating over this.
The cobblestone ice is a combination of accumulating ice and sand that's been put down to break it up. Traffic compresses the mixture, and it turns into these deep potholes. It's been difficult for transportation officials to break up the icy mess. John Gandelman's been driving trucks for 15 years and says he's used to winter storms. Usually, he tries to plow through. But these road conditions are another story. He arrived in Texas after being stuck in Oklahoma for a couple of days.
A lot of sitting, a lot of ice. I'm from California, and we chain up all the time to go across the mountain passes. That's the snow. When it's ice like this, you don't go anywhere.
And not going anywhere means goods weren't delivered on time. Many grocery stores ran out of milk, bread, and produce ahead of the ice and have been slow to restock. At another truck stop in Denton, Francesca Smith had been trapped for a day and said she'd had enough. Before last weekend, she'd never heard of freezing fog, but the worst, she says, is cobblestone ice.
You got all this dents, and it just makes it really bad. Where you would think it was a pothole, but it's not. It's all the ice and snow that froze over, and you're rolling over it.
There's been a bit of good news today. Some of the trapped truckers have been able to depart. But even though the weather has improved during the day, temperatures plummet at night, starting the freezing process all over again. For NPR News, I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.